We're with Judge Jeff Holtz from Maquoketa, Iowa. Jeff, tell me what you were just judging right here.
Well, this here, I was just doing the junior show here for the Rock Island County Fair. This here was an open showmanship contest we just judged.
Now, you had the some of the royalty here from the Queen pageant, but they didn't quite win today. What were you looking for?
Well, you basically want an individual who keeps one eye on the judge, one eye on their animal, and being considerate to the people in front and in back of them. Basically, you know, how they set up their animals when you tell them to stop. They, you know, want them to set up a certain way.
A lot of these kids very young, so these lessons in showmanship will really help them down the line.
Down the road, if they decide to pursue show and dairy. Nothing against our princess here. If there was an award for the best, prettiest smile, she would win that hands down. She had a smile on her the whole time, so.
She's okay with the Miss Bull you there, Miss Rock Island County Fair. So have you seen more kids getting involved in agriculture, more getting excited about agriculture in the past few years?
Well, the decline in the dairy industry itself, it's great to see all these young kids that want to come out and show these animals. With the number of dairy herds, you know, the small herds are basically, you know, dwindling. I'm from up in Iowa, and we used to have a lot of, you know, dairy herds in our county alone, and the numbers have just dropped dramatically. A lot of that has to do with a lot of the kids don't want to, you know, milking cows 7 days a week, 365 days a year, so it's a time-consuming job.
But it's good that these kids come out, and really these are going to be the leaders. These are going to be the future leaders in agriculture.
Definitely, definitely. We need these young kids to keep the agricultural industry going. It's on their hands.
And before I let you go, where are you headed next? Do you judge lots of fairs?
I judge a few, not as much as I used to. We'll be starting to do our open shows ourselves. We'll be going to the Iowa State Fair. This is technically my 50th year of showing, consecutive show in dairy. It'd be my 49th at the Iowa State Fair.
So you must have started when you were 2 years old.
No, I started showing at the Iowa State Fair when I was 9. Wow. That was 1975.
Wow.
And I've seen a lot of changes throughout the industry and throughout the years.
Well, thanks for giving back. I mean, without the judges, the kids would not have something to prepare for and really learn from. So thank you so much.
Well, thanks a lot to the parents for, you know, allowing these kids to do this. Because, you know, if it wasn't for the parents to, you know, take the time, it's a time-consuming job. I know how it is. We had a daughter that showed for numerous years and still does in open shows. But during this through her younger youth days, this is what it's all about right here.
All right, Jeff, we wish you a great summer. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And from the 2025 Rock Island County Fair, Terry James on Farm Country 102.3.